From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The 15-country United Nations Security Council could vote Thursday on a resolution to implement a ceasefire across eastern Syria. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
I know that very important consultations are taking place in this council, aiming at a cessation of hostilities during 1 month in Syria with a number of conditions.
The UN Human Rights Office said Wednesday at least 346 people have died in eastern Ghouta since February 4th. During a listening session with American students, parents, and teachers who have witnessed some of the many school shootings that have taken place during the past two decades, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that arming teachers may be one way to deter shooters.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
Trump sought to clarify his idea Thursday on Twitter, saying he wants to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to adept teachers with military or special training experience. Authorities in Nigeria say some of the schoolgirls who were reportedly abducted since their school was attacked by Boko Haram militants this week have been rescued. The missing schoolgirls were discovered at a border town between the states of Yobe and Borno Wednesday. Nigerian police and the regional education ministry have denied abductions have occurred despite parental and other witness accounts that the girls are missing. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday that Israeli intelligence services had prevented the downing of an Australian airliner as part of wide-ranging international intelligence sharing, but gave no details.
And I can tell you that this is one of many, many such actions that we did, preventing terrorism around the world.
His announcement during a speech in Jerusalem to U.S. Jewish leaders followed a statement from the Israeli military that said a branch of military intelligence known as Unit 8200 had foiled an aerial attack abroad by Islamic State. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has placed a boundary on his fast-growing friendship with China by barring further Chinese activity off the Pacific coast and insisting that Beijing avoid new construction work on contested waters. Antonio Contreras from De La Salle University says these moves mark a reversal of Duterte's earlier nods to Chinese use of seas claimed by the Philippines.
Giving us all this aid and loan, etc., and then at the same time you're like keeping us behind. This is something that is not acceptable.
Beijing claims about 90% of the South China Sea stretching from Hong Kong to Borneo. China lost a world court case in July 2016 over the legal basis for its sovereignty claim, but has gone ahead with developments on numerous tiny islets. Senior White House officials say the Trump administration is looking at additional sanctions against Russia over its meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The announcement comes amid criticism from Democrats and Republicans that President Trump has yet to impose sanctions against Russia already approved by Congress. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats told lawmakers last week Russia plans to target the November elections, believing its activities in 2016 were a success. The president has yet to outright condemn Moscow for its election interference. Luis Ramirez has more on the delegation North Korea plans to send to South Korea for the closing ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics.
The delegation will be led by Kim Young-chul, vice chairman of North Korea's Party Central Committee. Kim is in charge of inter-Korean affairs and was also chief of North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau, a top military intelligence body, which Seoul blamed for the deadly sinking of the Cheonan, a South Korean Navy corvette in 2010. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
20 years after winning the first Olympic gold medal in women's hockey in Nagano, Japan, the United States defeated their arch nemesis Canada in a 3-2 shootout Thursday in the gold medal game at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics in South Korea. Finland won the bronze medal with a 3-2 win over Russia on Wednesday. The U.S. victory came 38 years to the day after the U.S. men's team upset the Soviet Union in Lake Placid, New York in the iconic Miracle on Ice game. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.